Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
To Hyman, working in front of the net. He'll walk out! Score!
On your team.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
The hottest guests in the game.
To be a general manager in this league, every now and then you got to do something outside of the box. Get on the ice,
don't wait. Access you won't get anywhere else.
Connor McDavid is not going to be denied. At some point, he's just going to pick this team up and put it on his back.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
I'm Darnell Nurse.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas on your home for Oilers hockey. 630 Chad.
Time today in Radio Land out there, Total Eclipse from the Heart opens up somebody's show. This is Oilers Now, Bob Stauffer. That was my request. I just want to establish that. That was a huge song. Fall of 83, as I recall. I always thought she was Scottish. I should have known better. No, not the Jim. That's a song by Jim Diamond, by the way. It was a classic hit in about 84, 85. I should have known better because Bryn Griffiths is Welsh, and he knew that Bonnie was Welsh. This is Oilers Now. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. The Oilers had a pretty good one on a lot of different fronts. We'll get to that in a second. Dave Campbell is here helping co-produce the show. Our technical producer is Jeff Walker, who has some very unique dietary habits, some that, frankly, I can sort of relate to. As you know, it's all good. So there you go. Dave's, yeah, we got three guys.
Oh, yeah.
Some unpredictable. You guys don't exactly live the regimented, five smaller meals a day type things. What's the earliest that you'll have A&W in a day, just to establish?
Cause the earliest?
Yes, because, Jeff, is this not part of your actual tweet, your Twitter profile page is the A&W stuff?
Oh, yeah, the team burger. Yeah, no, I'll go for those at about 4 o'clock in the morning, Bob.
Okay.
You can choose breakfast or you can choose a team burger. What
now,
are you going
to
go for?
Is this to help break down some other stuff that you've been doing earlier in the evening?
No, I work a lot of really early morning shifts, right? And so you're going to get some breakfast or something to eat before your shift. What are you going to choose?
I love teen burgers. I don't know about
delicious.
You, Jay.
11:30 for me.
Is the earliest that you'll have a teen burger?
I admire you, Jeff, though, for doing it that early.
But yeah, we'll change you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there.
All right. Well, now that this conversation has gone completely down that path, we just gave A&W like a full free minute. The least they could do is send over some of their fine product. There you go. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Dave Campbell, Jeff Walker with you. The Oilers, a weekend sweep. Imagine where we're at Wednesday. 5-0 loss in Detroit. They got in Dallas. Dallas is good. They're deep. They were referred to last night by Jared Bednar, the head coach of the Colorado Avalanche, as quote-unquote a wagon. And Jared had a tough weekend. The Oilers smoked him 6-2 on Friday night. He lost one of his best players in a hellacious collision involving the Nordic Viking that is known as Mattias Ekholm, who leads the NHL since the All-Star break in even-strength scoring. The Oilers have the best defense pairing in the NHL right now between Ekholm and Bouchard. Bouchard is leading all defensemen in scoring since the All-Star break, and Ekholm is leading NHL defensemen in even-strength scoring. This is a good thing, folks, and Edmonton gets a 6-2 victory on Friday night against Colorado and a 4-2 hard-fought victory against a pretty plucky Calgary Flames squad on Saturday. It was a more physical game than people maybe realized. Coming up on today's show, Mac T on Mondays for friends at Mike and the gang at Contract Equipment. Mac T will join us at 5:35 for Daily Faceoff for Horse Racing Alberta, Frank Saravalli. And the Farm Report, will have Colin Chalk on tomorrow's show, but coming off a hat trick this week on Saturday in a nasty game two of their two-game set with Calgary, we'll hook up with Dylan Holloway for underway bathroom renovations. And yes, some point here, and I think you'll see Holloway get recalled between now and the end of the regular season. We will tell you that the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline is 780-496-0063. Don't miss Rob Schneider live at the River Cree May 31st. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. May 31st. That's somebody I know's birthday. BK's. Yeah, there we go. It was also the night that the Edmonton Oilers won their third Stanley Cup, May 31st, 1987. One of my favorite days all time in my life. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. You can tweet Brendan Escott, who is taking the Friday show off and then today and tomorrow off, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Dave Campbell, how do people get a hold of you on
Dave,
Twitter?
Dave_Chad, and okay. That account will get busier
as we get closer to football. Kick off, Jeff Walker, how do people get a hold of you?
Jeff Walker in the number 30, Jeff G-E-O-F-F, and number 30 for Billy Ranford.
Oh, yeah, you're a big Billy Ranford fan?
Oh, I love Billy Ranford.
Did a great job with all those L.A. Kings goaltenders, 1990 Stanley Cup champion.
You got it.
All right, nicely done. Well, let's get right to it. The Oilers sweep a pair of games this weekend. Chris Knobloch with the best record in the National Hockey League since becoming the Edmonton Oilers head coach on November the 13th. Edmonton takes care of business of a playoff-clinching 6-2 victory Friday night over Colorado and Saturday's 4-2 road win over the Calgary Flames. We go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
No better place to be. The Rogers place on a Friday night. Kane will get it back to the right wing point. CeCe over to Nurse. A snapshot. Scores! It was tipped in front of the net. Corey Perry got his stick on it. Drouin waiting. Shooting. Save made by Skinner. Puck comes back to the slot. Drouin scores. Jonathan Drouin got it come back to him in the slot. Puck brought in on the right wing by Colton. Colton will go to the net. He'll shoot. He scores. A wraparound scores! Connor McDavid! He wrapped it around and banked it in, and this game is tied at two. Ekholm on the right wing to Draisaitl over the Colorado line to Ekholm. He'll get it towards the net. Scores! Matthias Ekholm sneaks it through the five hole, and Edmonton is up 3-2.
After the coach's challenges, it was determined that we have a good goal on the ice.
Oh. CeCe right back out with it to McLeod. He'll come in on the left wing. He'll shoot it. Glove save. Georgiev rebound. Scores! Evander Kane following it up. Following it up, McDavid in front of the net to Bouchard to McDavid. Scores! Connor McDavid makes it 5-2 for the Oilers. Perry with him. He'll drop it to Kane. Left corner. His pass. Scores! Kane put it towards the net. It went off of Georgiev and in. And Edmonton's up 6-2.
This Lions got three goals, Cam.
Yeah, they're having a night.
Well, what have they done?
Put it to the net. Oilers have clinched the playoff spot.
Ready to roll from the Saddle Dome in Calgary, where Edmonton looks to follow up one of its most complete performances of the season with the final Battle of Alberta. Nugent Hopkins, high slot. Draisaitl, one-timer, score! And there's 40. Leon Draisaitl. Wow. Sliding Gilbert, still loose, poked in front. And Connor Brown finishes. Set up by Janmark. And Edmonton's fourth line extends the lead to 2-0. That's Brown's fourth of the year. Weaker down low. Centering pass. One-timer score. Yegor Sharangovich. And the Flames are back in the game. Sharangovich, 30 goals on the season. Now Huberdeau, likewise, behind the net. One-timer. Sharangovich scores. Game is tied. Kuzmenko served it up. And Sharangovich has two, both on the power play. 31 on the year. And finally, the Flames tie it. Nugent Hopkins, Bouchard, one-timer, score! Evan Bouchard! Bouchard's 17th of the year. Gives Edmonton a 3-2 lead. Assists to Nugent Hopkins and McDavid.
Well, that's a C&I blast from Evan Bouchard.
In over the line, Sharon Govich. He'll dump it in. Desharnais and Ekholm close quickly. Came back in front. Swatted. Connery swinging a miss. Still loose in the high slot. And now a race for the puck. Nugent Hopkins has it. Can't control. Now shoots and scores. Empty netter, Ryan Nugent Hopkins. One last faceoff. Nope. Dives in the pads of Pickard. And now some leftover frustration from this game. Nurse and Pospisil among the combatants, but it matters not.
No, it doesn't matter. The Edmonton Oilers ultimately get the 4-2 victory, following up a 6-2 win over Colorado. As a result of the two wins, here are the updated totals. For what it's worth, some would say, you know, I would suggest you probably a big enough sample size. The best records in the National Hockey League since Chris Knobloch was named head coach of Edmonton November 13th of 2023. Leading the way with a 730 points percentage, the Edmonton Oilers at 44-15-4. Carolina's second at 685. The Rangers third at 675. Colorado fourth at 672. That was before last night's game. Winnipeg at 667 and Dallas at 667. So Dallas flips Colorado. Bottom line, the Oilers have been pretty good under Chris Knobloch. Paul Coffey's helped out the D, and they got lots of depth going. On the weekend, here's Chris Knobloch after Saturday night's game on the victory over the Flames.
I thought we played well in the third period, and the power play came up with a huge goal at the end. I did like that. And the other one would be Calvin Pickard. He was outstanding. I thought he made a huge save, especially late in the game with a goalie pulled. Game on the line, he came up big. And, so often you win some games with the goaltending, and I think tonight was one of those.
Speaking of Calvin Pickard, the team overcame a rough second period. Here's his thoughts.
You know, obviously we sagged a bit in the second period today, but that's going to happen. And credit where credit's due. They played well. And, looking after that Dallas game, coming into a back-to-back, that's not easy. And winning both is good for our group. I think we have six games left, and we just want to get our game in order. It's about us in here and then not worrying about our opponents till playoffs.
And Derek Ryan was asked following the game a bit about the importance of support players. Connor Brown, by the way, has got 4 goals and 6 points in the Oilers' last 11 games and has not played in the top six. I mean, that's decent bottom six productivity after a really difficult start for him. But Derek Ryan had some interesting comments after the game on Saturday night in terms of the support players on the team and the roles of the third and fourth line.
Everyone wants to talk about goal scoring. I think that the third and fourth line have to do a good job of a lot of other things that don't go on the score sheet. You guys look at the score sheet and you want to see that, but if the fourth line goes out and draws a penalty and we score on that power play, doesn't go on the score sheet. That happened in the third. You guys don't talk about that, but that's a big shift. Whether it's building momentum in the O zone, those shifts are just huge in the playoffs. The momentum shifts are massive. Yeah, we need to score goals, but it's a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah, that was a pretty pointed comment. All right, here's the deal. By the way, Derek Ryan probably put together his two best games of the season. He's playing desperate to stay in the lineup. I don't think there was any question about that. And that is part of it, Dave, is often people are judged on offense. And Connor Brown was part of a penalty-killing unit that was unbelievable going into the All-Star break that struggled out of it. The reaction of the fans, in terms of supporting him after he scored his first goal here, he just needs to get some pucks on the net. Four goals now in his last 11 games. But with the type of team Edmonton has, if their bottom six players can at least kill the minutes and saw off with how good their power play is as well as their top-end talent, and the emergence of right now the best defensive pairing in the National Hockey League. It's not close in terms of what Ekholm and Bouchard are providing offensively from the back end, how tilted the ice is when they're on the ice. If those guys could just take care of it, you know what it's kind of like to me? A football equivalent of special teams. You don't want to lose games on special teams.
No.
And that's the team you cover, the Edmonton Elks. When's the last time they had a good returner?
Oh, boy.
Gizmo?
You can go back that far. I mean,
and that's been part of their problem is they haven't had explosiveness on special teams. No. They've had decent place kickers with high percentages there. But you know what I'm saying? And to me, it's a little bit like the third and fourth line guys in hockey. Give me your thoughts on the weekend that was.
Yeah, I thought the Friday performance was vital. Especially when they were down 2-1, because you're going, uh-oh, you know, not a lot of action on the in the Colorado end or the Oilers end, I guess. And then all of a sudden they respond. And I thought we saw the patience and the poise and the explosiveness that we know this team has. Give the Flames credit on Saturday. They were annoyingly good.
They played hard, man.
Yeah, and they were
desperate.
Desperate. And you know what? I give him credit for playing that way. Jacob Markstrom's kryptonite is the Oilers, though, and he continues to be victimized by them. Power play was good. Able to fight through a really... Can I just call it a bad second period? It was really rough.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. And then in the third period, again, you saw that patience and poise again and the maturity. And they found a way to get it done.
We had something happen Saturday night during the game that got everybody a buzz on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And and it involved Corey Perry and Evander Kane. And all I could think back to was when Noel Prefontaine got punched in the head on the Argos sideline by Robert Baker.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? Like he got punched in the head by, like, first of all, what the kicker is doing, beacon at a wide receiver ever, I don't know. But you know what? In sport, sometimes men get mad at each other. It just comes, or on women's teams, sometimes they get mad at each other, too. It happens. Deal with it, right? This is, anyways, today, well, there was a little bit of fun. And Corey Perry had some comments on what transpired with Evander Kane on Saturday night.
Brothers fight. It's just trying to bring out the best in everybody. It's we weren't playing our best hockey, and just frustration and emotions boil over. That's all.
And Evander Kane was asked today about how things are between he and Corey Perry.
I mean, they're fine. They're fine. We're partners in the Masters pool tomorrow. So there you go.
Partners in the Masters pool. And Evander added, the camera seems to find him.
I mean, everything's public when you play in Canada, right? Conversations and frustrations happen all the time. I mean, you know, I think the world we live in, everybody's very sensitive and safe and soft, for lack of a better term. So I think when guys, two veteran guys specifically, show a little emotion, people are uncomfortable. But I think with me and him, we're the least uncomfortable in those situations. So I don't know what he said, but I think it helped our team. We had a great third period.
There you go. The line here, Dave Campbell says, Kane says the camera seems to find him. And in my case, the camera seems to find an extra 20 pounds. Chris Knobloch, meanwhile, says players need to hold each other accountable.
Absolutely. And then he said, obviously, it starts with the coach setting a high standard, but I think it's more powerful when the players are setting that standard. And I think it's really important that they hold each other accountable. And, you know, sometimes there's outbursts. I think there's best to have those in the room. Sometimes it boils over and the guys show their frustration. But I think it's very important that the players hold each other accountable.
All right, there you have it. By the way, you have a fan out there, just so you know. Yes.
Who's that, me?
Jeff, you have a fan.
Another Teen Burger lover out there, eh, Buck?
My buddy Mitch. Jeff was at TSN 1260, and he's gall darn awesome. That one comes to us from Mitch. And I got to ask you, Jeff, was there another Jeff Walker that worked at TSN? Did that maybe Mitch has got
him? Know, there could have been another one, because I don't know who he's talking about, but it certainly isn't this one.
There you go. 5:25 at Edmonton. Back in 2 minutes' time, we'll get to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
5:27 in Edmonton. Let's go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Dave Campbell's got your NHL Today summary in a minute.
There are two games tonight, but one is of huge interest and importance to the Oilers. Vancouver Canucks host the Vegas Golden Knights. Canucks are just 3 points up on the Oilers for first place in the Pacific. Knights have slipped back to the second wildcard spot. They're 7 back of the Oilers, 1 point back of the LA Kings for third in the Pacific. One game going on right now in Toronto, the Leafs hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins are hot. They've won 4 in a row. Where do they come from? They're 1 point out of the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference held by the Detroit Red Wings. Nikita Kucherov of the Lightning, Crosby of the Penguins, Artemi Panarin of the Rangers named the NHL's 3 stars of the week. Bakersfield, Condors split a weekend series of the Calgary Wranglers, losing 5-2 on Friday and winning by the same score on Saturday. Hat trick and a 4-point night for one Dylan Holloway, who is up to 10 goals with the Condors. Hockey Canada has granted Landon Dupont, 14-year-old defenseman from Calgary, exceptional player status. He was eligible for the Western Hockey League draft, or he will be eligible for the Western
He's
Hockey League.
He's going number one.
He's going number one?
Yeah.
There you go.
No debate about it.
So. Red Deer dusted off the Medicine Hat Tigers in 5 games on Friday. They'll play the Saskatoon Blades in the Eastern Conference semifinal, game one in Toontown on Friday.
Medicine Hat's got a couple sleepers just for the draft coming up. A couple guys that are going to go late that are going to be better than people think. We'll head off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. MACT on Mondays for contract equipment when we come back.